You see a headline like this, and what grabs your attention, doesn't it? A really big name in crypto, Coinbase, facing a major cyber attack. A platform many people trust. So today, we're going to dig into this Coinbase breach. We'll be looking at recent reports to figure out, you know, what actually happened.
Yeah, and what it means.
Exactly. What does it tell us about the safety of, well, your digital assets and the whole crypto world? Our goal here is simple. Cut through the jargon, give you the key takeaways.
And the starting point is pretty striking, actually. How they got in, forget like super complex firewall breaches, you might imagine.
Yeah.
The report suggests it was, well, simpler in a way. Bribing Coinbase employees, contractors too, getting insider access.
Wow. So the human element right away.
Precisely. It really puts a spotlight on that vulnerability. You know, your tech defenses can be state of the art, but a compromised insider, that changes the game.
Yeah.
It underlines the need for really strong vetting, ongoing monitoring with proper safeguards, of course, and just building a solid security culture.
Absolutely. Not cracking code, but exploiting trust, essentially. And once they were in, they used that access, the stolen data, for a second attack.
Exactly. That initial data theft, while bad, wasn't the end game, it seems. It was fuel for the real attack. These incredibly convincing phishing schemes.
Wow. Okay.
By looking like they were Coinbase and using specific details they'd stolen, they could trick users, persuade them to actually transfer their crypto out.
So it's that personalization that makes it so dangerous.
Totally. A two-pronged attack.
Yeah.
Shows some serious planning, some sophistication. So even though the reports say less than 1% of users had data directly stolen.
That data was powerful.
Very potent.
Yeah.
Enough to make those phishing emails or messages seem totally legit. We're talking names, maybe email addresses, possibly bits of transaction history, things that make you think, oh, this must be real.
And the potential cost for Coinbase.
Mm-hmm.
It's huge. Estimates are flying around, what, $180 million up to maybe $400 million.
That's the range being reported, yeah.
Yeah.
Huge sums. And then there was the ransom demand itself.
Well, they asked for $20 million initially.
They did. And Coinbase refused to pay.
Which is interesting. A big decision.
It really is. I mean, the cost of making victims whole could easily end up being more than that $20 million.
True.
But refusing sends a signal, right? We're not negotiating with criminals. Instead, they pivoted to reimbursement and putting up their own $20 million reward for information.
So supporting users and going after the attackers.
Seems to be the strategy. A clear message.
Still, the market didn't love it initially. That 4.1% share price drop tells you something.
Oh, absolutely. It shows how sensitive investors are to this stuff, especially, you know, with Coinbase apparently gearing up to join the S&P 500. Bad timing.
Definitely. And this isn't just a Coinbase problem, is it? It fits a wider, worrying trend.
Not at all. You look at the numbers. Chainalysis reported over, what, $2.2 billion in crypto thefts just this year? 2024 alone?
Wow. That's stacked.
It really is. Mm. And Nick Jones from Zumo, I think he put it well. He said something like, security remains a challenge for the crypto industry despite its growing mainstream acceptance. The attacks just keep evolving. They get more sophisticated.
I mean, it really does feel like an arms race sometimes.
Yeah.
So, okay, faced with this attack, the market reaction.
Mm.
How did Coinbase respond directly?
Yeah.
To users and internally?
Well, internally, reports say they terminated the employees involved, which, you know, addresses that insider threat head on, shows they're taking it seriously.
Mm.
And publicly, they put out a statement, acknowledged the, quote, worry and inconvenience. Importantly, they committed to fully reimbursing the customers who lost funds.
That reimbursement promise is key, I think, for trust.
Huge. Absolutely.
And what are they telling users now? What's the advice?
It's the security basics, but critical right now. They're emphasizing, we will never ask for your password, never ask for your 2FA codes, never ask you to send assets to some random address. Be super skeptical. If anything feels off, even slightly, lock your account immediately.
Standard advice? But worth repeating loud and clear in this context.
Definitely. So, stepping back a bit, beyond just Coinbase, what does an event like this mean for the whole crypto space? What are the ripple effects?
Yeah. The bigger picture.
Well, you have to think about regulation. An attack this big on a major platform, it almost certainly ramps up the pressure.
You'd expect regulators to take notice.
For sure. Questions will be asked about data protection, about security standards across the industry. We could see calls for, you know, much stricter rules and enforcement.
And investor confidence. You mentioned the share price dip. Does this kind of thing permanently shake trust?
It certainly can. I mean, crypto's appeal is often about the potential upside, the innovation, but incidents like this are a stark reminder of the risks. Security is paramount.
Especially for a platform trying to be seen as mainstream, reliable, like going into the S&P 500.
Exactly. It raises fundamental questions about how ready the infrastructure is for prime time, you could say. So given all this, what are companies doing proactively? We hear about cybersecurity firms getting involved. What's their role?
Good question. What kind of defenses are we talking about?
Well, firms like Technigian, mentioned in the source material, they offer a suite of services. It's about building resilience, really.
Resilience. Okay. Not just prevention.
Right. Because preventing every attack is probably unrealistic. It's also about detection, response, recovery. So things like 247 threat monitoring, spotting weird activity early.
Makes sense.
Comprehensive employee training. That's huge. Given the insider aspect here, tackling social engineering, specific programs for managing insider threats, making sure they're compliant with regulations, managing overall risk, and crucially, having an incident response plan ready to go before something happens.
You're not scrambling when disaster strikes.
Exactly. The core idea is layers. A deep layered defense acknowledging that threats are always changing, protecting the infrastructure, limiting the damage when breaches do occur, building that cyber resilience.
Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. Key takeaways from this whole Coinbase situation. It seems clear attack methods are getting smarter, right? Mixing tech skills with social engineering, even bribery.
Definitely. And the human element is critical. Insider threats are real.
The costs are massive too, financially, reputationally.
No question. It hits the bottom line and public trust.
And the response has to be multi-layered. Tech defenses, yes, but also people, processes, training.
Absolutely. A holistic approach is needed. And, you know, how Coinbase handles this from here on out, the reimbursement, security upgrades, it's going to be watched very closely.
Yeah, it could set a precedent for the whole industry.
It really could.
Which leaves us with a final thought, really, for you listening. As crypto becomes more valuable, more mainstream, what are the ongoing responsibilities here? For the platforms holding the assets, yes, but also for us as individual users to stay safe. And maybe, how will events like this breach ultimately shape the future? How will it affect trust in this whole idea of decentralized finance? Something to think about.